Annette Plunkett is here. We know Annette for many years, coming in talking about homelessness in Bray particularly, and her involvement with WH5 Loaves. You're with ARC, Annette, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Declan.
Nice to see you again.
And thank you very much.
Not at all. You're behind the computer screen there. I can see you just about. What is ARC Housing?
Just to be clear on this, I suppose there's some confusion. Like, when we started WH5 Loaves back in 2003, we identified a need for a supported housing programme. And back in 2005, we set up ARC Housing Association. It was an approved housing body with charitable status. So it's going since 2005, but I suppose it was always under the brand of WH5 Loaves. ARC Housing are the group that provide the housing, whereas WH5 Loaves provide the meals, etc.
And did you have to keep it separate for any particular reason?
Well, because you need a housing association in order to have property, in order to get funding for accommodation.
And it gets confused with the operation of the WH5 Loaves service.
As I said, it's going since 2005, and we're almost into our seventh property now. We'll have upwards, I suppose, nearly 40 people housed through the ARC Housing projects. Some of the funding came through the department and Wicklow County Council, and the balance of it was raised in fundraising over the years. And what I'm here to talk about this morning, I suppose, is because of the huge crisis, and it's getting worse as we talk, in terms of a shortage of housing, in terms of the rents spiraling out of control. I mean, the rental market is not sustainable. And I suppose the government need to start building more homes. But apart from that, what I'm here to talk about is a new campaign that ARC have, which I am totally focusing on. We have a little team now, and we're giving it 100% focus in trying to raise funds. And this is helped by Declan McLaughlin and his wife Nuala. They run a restaurant in Greystone, Spicelli's Restaurant. And it's a sponsor, a brick campaign. You can text housing to 50300 and buy a brick for €2. And all of the money that is raised in this, with the exception of 20 cents, if you do it with the 50300, we get 180 out of the €2. And the rest of the money, the donations, 100% of that is going towards buying accommodation. And we hope it's doing quite well. He launched it at Christmas in his restaurant in Greystones. And hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have a couple of properties bought out of this.
And how do you seek out the properties?
Well, at the moment, you know yourself, Declan, that property prices are escalating. It's difficult enough, I think, to buy properties at reasonable rates. But, I mean, the huge amount of goodwill out there that people have shown us, I suppose, and the fundraising that we've done have enabled us to buy properties and maintain them, because we don't get any state funding whatsoever to maintain them.
But do you have to get land first or something like that?
No. Well, at the moment we have a project. We're talking about a project which I can't really talk about because it's in its infancy. But the properties that we're buying, this sponsor brick campaign will actually buy properties as opposed to build them. Sites are very expensive, so it's much easier to buy properties and put families into. I mean, it's escalating out of all proportion. It's not just when we started 16 years ago, it was just rough sleepers that we were dealing with. We have moved on. The face of homelessness has changed greatly since then, and it's families, children that we're talking about now. I mean, the rough sleepers, I think, in one way are catered for at the minute. There aren't that many in Bray, but they've been catered for with Wicklow County Council and the Syme community in a cold weather initiative. But it's families that we're talking about. I had a person yesterday tell me that the rent is $1,900 per month. They're working. His take-home pay is €3,020. That leaves him very little to live on. Now they are struggling, and they're thinking about leaving and moving up to some place like Donegal, you know, in order to buy a property up there where they're very reasonably priced. But I mean, people shouldn't be forced to do that, but they're happy to do that to get themselves in the property ladder. But it's impossible now. I mean, evictions are taking place now from the private rental sector. We don't have a sustainable rental market. Even those that are lucky enough to get a HAP payment, landlords are reluctant enough to take the HAP because there's huge...
Well, there has been controversies about it. But I mean, there's a great leg up for people who actually need property. But the basic thing is there's not enough property.
No, there isn't. And there's only 42 houses been built in Bray, 42 social houses been built in Bray. And that's not going to meet the demand. I mean, there probably is over 1,000 on the waiting list in Bray. So as I said, the face of homelessness has changed completely. And, you know, I talked to a lady last week who has moved four times in as many years. And that's not providing stability for children. Particular children of school going age. So there is a huge, huge problem out there. Huge. And I don't think it's been tackled properly by the government. Father Peter McVerry said recently that if you had a business and it wasn't working, you would look at it and say, okay, let's change. Let's change the way we're doing it. It's not working and it's not changing. I mean, as I said, there's a huge increase in the prices of rental properties. The RTB are trying to bring in legislation to try and cap it with this 4%. But it's not working, and that's just it.
And do you ever feel frustrated that, you know, even though you're making a contribution with ARC and with the help of your funding and fundraising, that it's a drop in the ocean?
This is only a tiny drop in the ocean. As I said, you know, we've 30 people housed at the moment. We've two more houses coming on stream. If that will cater for 10 more, that's only a tiny, tiny drop in the ocean. And we're only a very small charity, mostly run by volunteers. And we'll keep at it and at it and at it. But this year we're going to make huge inroads now, because the group are totally committed in what they're doing, and try to raise some funds.
And how long will this campaign run for, or is it ongoing?
Well, this campaign is ongoing, but in addition to that, we'd be hopeful, you know, that we will be applying to the department through Wicklow County Council for funding. As I said, we got funding for two more properties now, which will come on stream very soon. So hopefully we'll continue to that. I suppose it's about manpower, having enough people, giving of their time, I suppose, on a voluntary basis, to continue to do this, because we don't, as I said, get any state funding to run it. Like, for instance, we had in two of the houses, we had two new boilers there to replace recently at a cost of 6,000, and that kind of money has to come from fundraising. So, and I have to say that there's a huge amount of goodwill out there from the public. But I'm hoping that this Sponsor a Brick campaign will take off. It's €2, and I'm hoping, I'm confident that it will take off. Declan in Bocelli's had a great response over Christmas, and quite a bit of money has been collected. So we have a chart outside his restaurant, and as the funding goes up, the chart will be raised. So it's like a barometer.
Yes.
So people will know the kind of money that's been raised through this. And as I said, 100% of it will be going towards accommodation.
You're known around Northeast Wicklow for your great work in this area, Annette Plunkett. And just to remind people, if they'd like to, and just a once-off doesn't limit you from sponsoring again sometime, because it's only €2 to text in to the number, which is 50300.
Can I also say, Declan, sorry for interrupting you, that we're running fundraisers throughout the year, and one of them will be an auction, and we have a little shop up at the recycling centre. Part of the shop is WH5 loaves, and part of it's going for ARC. So if anybody has any unwanted items that we could use for the auction that we're going to have in this spring.
What do you take?
We'll take anything, actually. We'll take yourself even, Declan.
Oh, right. Okay, you wouldn't get much from me. But clothes, what?
Well, the clothes will sell in the shop, but any auction items, we've got some
new or second.
It doesn't really matter what it is.
Radios, tape recorders, TVs.
We can sell on electrical goods, but we'll take good auction items, you know, that we can turn into cash. And
excellent. Okay. Great to see you again, Annette. And thank you very much indeed.
Declan,
you're always very welcome.
Thank you.
That's Annette Plunkett on The Morning Show.